I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with that woman. Bill Clinton is on the campaign trail. Hold on. I know we got to pull that up. Have anybody talked about Bill Clinton recently? Have anybody reviewed that? Some of this is above y'all or is before y'all time. Bill Clinton is on the campaign trail for Kamala Harris. All right. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. I got to be able to find it. It's got to be right there. This is my lasting memory of Bill, aside from destroying the manufacturing base from selling this out to other countries, including China. This is my thoughts about Bill.
Now we don't do that anymore. So while this was worthy of the nation's highest office, Ronald Reagan's speech, 12 years later, on this day in 1998, a scandal of sex and lies.
1998, the first black president, they said. 1998, I was 16. I was 16 years old. 16 years old, trying to move and shake. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it shake. Make something shake in high school. Trying to get somebody to skip school with me. Hey, what y'all got going on today? Oh, yeah? Word? What? Your parents ain't home today? Oh, that's crazy. Dog. Hey, man. Her parents ain't home today. Yeah, we can make something shake. After third hour? I bet. We could be back by seventh hour, though. We was trying to make something shake in 1998, baby. Yes, we was. Yes, we can. And while we was trying to make something shake, this is what your president was doing.
Marked a low point for the White House.
It was the day President Bill Clinton said words that would follow him and his wife for years to come. Scott Pelley reports.
Tonight, Monica Lewinsky's attorneys tell us that she has told prosecutors all she knows. They describe what they call a complete account of her relationship with President Clinton. But that account
was the first person that empowered women to start the Me Too movement.
Was given over the telephone today and was not written down. Prosecutors are still trying to decide whether they will offer immunity. This new threat came.
Bill Clinton was the first person since in your lifetime that they was trying to give immunity to because he was grabbing them by the pee and sitting women up under his desk. Monica Lewinsky, he put a five under his desk. Only president in history that put a five under his desk. Ain't that crazy? He was typing on the computer, had a five up under his desk. No, neither here nor there. This is the person that's on the campaign trail for Kamala right now.
On the same day that the president finally rallied to his own defense. The president had been silent 3 days. His lawyers wanted it that way. But the political damage was rising much too fast. Today, drawn and bleary-eyed, Mr. Clinton joined the battle to save his presidency.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
And they applauded. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not tell anybody to lie. And I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you. Listen to me clearly. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not tell anybody to lie. I don't know what they're talking about, Miss Lewinsky. And I need to go back to work. And in tearing up and creating the North American Free Trade Agreement so we can get manufacturing jobs out of this country and how we can make sure that we absolutely set the precedent for destroying the housing market that eventually you gonna pay for in 2008. Thank you very much. That man said with a straight face, with tears in his eyes, he said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then we all had to pay for it by having Secretary Clinton on her laptop and her emails. And we almost got her as president. Think about that. All because the whole country almost had to pay for the infidelity of Bill Clinton from Arkansas. The whole country had to pay for this. You know how? Because now she had leverage on him. So now he had to promise her, I'm going to do everything I can to try to get you. Now, you got a black man on the rise over there in Obama. But I'm going to do everything I can to get you in the secretary. And then we're going to try to get you into the White House. And you're going to say that you're going to crack that glass ceiling. And you got a lot of cracks in that glass ceiling. And I'm still going to support you, Hillary. I was getting a little bit ahead, but I'm going to support you. All because he was getting ahead in the White House. We almost had to pay for this as United States of American citizens. Ain't that crazy? How one man getting ahead almost tanked an entire country in order to pay for the sins of getting some dome from a five. That's crazy. That's crazy. That is absolutely, positively crazy. Well, they thought that we forgot about it, but I didn't. And so now he walking around looking like a corpse, looking like one of the characters in Beetlejuice, and he's campaigning for Kamala Harris. Let's hear what he got to say. Here's the key, though, about this. I heard he mentioned Lincoln Riley's name. That's crazy, ain't it? Check it out.
And for president, my granddad called me, told me that story, and he said, if Governor Clinton is half the man his grandfather was, he'll be a great president. Now, we believe, and he went on, thank you, that's not what I told you. I told you this story to make the point that when we listen to each other, when we see each other, when we work together, when we try to help each other, there is really nothing we can't do.
He's shaking. He got the shakes. Now, it's kind of hard to believe that him and Trump be the same age. They're around the same age. He got the shakes. Look at him. He shouldn't be on a campaign trail. He should be somewhere looking at dirty magazines with Biden. On the real, Clinton. You had your time, big dog. You had your time. Sit down somewhere. Go and get you a blanket. You tried to give us Hillary Clinton. Yo, Bill. Hey, Bill. Go ahead and take a seat, big dog. You and Biden. Meet Joe Black just had a conversation with Bill Clinton. Hey, Bill. Come on, Bill. Put it up, big dog. No more campaign trailing. You've done your time. We're not going to hold you accountable for getting a little bit ahead. We still holding you accountable for what happened with the North American Free Trade Agreement. But put that up, big dog. Put it up, Bill. This ain't your time, bro.
When this man's grandfather was in my grandfather's store, I was 3 or 4 years old hanging around trying to get my hand in the box of Jackson's cookies. And you never know what's going to happen if you help each other. if you see everybody, if you try to build people. That's what Kamala Harris will try to do. I'm telling you, I know her. I have watched her. And I believe she'll be a great president. And I believe Governor Waltz, because of how he grew up in Nebraska, because of what he where he served in the rural district in Congress in Minnesota, and because he's been a truly consequential governor of Minnesota. You know, everybody likes to say, well, and he does, he reminds me of two coaches who taught me biology and science because
in the 50s and in the 40s, when they teach you biology and science, in the 40s and the 50s, when they didn't even have flasks. Go on, get your blankie, big dog. Get on out of the spotlight. This ain't your time.
They ran out of coach.
Hey, who listening to Bill Clinton to try to get to and letting Bill Clinton sway them? How many people see Bill walk up to them today like this and say, have you voted for Kamala Harris today? Who in their right mind is sitting here saying, man, I want to see Bill Clinton tell me who to vote for? I'm waiting for Bill to give me his endorsement. Go on ahead, man. Just take your time. Help him on up the steps, him and Biden. Put on some cartoons for him, some Ren and Stimpy. We got Netflix, Bill. Go ahead, take your time, big dog.
And they had to teach more to get their retirement in. And it was like, I can close my eyes and imagine him every time he speaks being these guys, because they were both real smart and they taught me things I remember to this day. But the main thing about them is they think we is more important than I. They think politics is about you. And I'll give you some examples.
Mm-hmm.
The Project 2025
This guy is so out of his mind, he has no clue whatsoever. The last person that should be talking about not being selfish is you, Bill. As we just seen, you almost gave us Hillary Clinton as president of the United States of America because you couldn't keep it in your pants. If that's not the very definition of selfish, I don't know what is. We have no other candidates that was better than her on the Democratic side. But y'all used the power of the machine to get her in there. Obama couldn't even get her in. That's how bad she was. You or Obama couldn't get her in.
Was spoken about earlier that the Republican project to gain total control of the federal government from the courts to the regulatory head. The thing that got me to worse was when J.D. Vance left there. He supported 60 attempts to repeal it. Now, Trump killed the bill.
Oh, let me back that up. There we are.
As have more affordable housing, make it easier for people to make their first down payment.
They gave him some talking points on a piece of paper.
Make more loans through the Small Business Administration and keep this thing going. And on the immigration thing, she's the only candidate who has actually endorsed a bill that would hold down immigration in any given year to a certain point, and then make sure we gave people a decent place to live. We didn't divide people from their children. And we did total vetting before people got in. Now, Trump killed the bill. The bill was being written by senior Republicans in the Senate.
Do y'all see how delusional that this man is? I'm going to let him keep talking and then I'm going to tell y'all what my thoughts are. Listen, he's talking about immigration on the thing that Democrats are the weakest on. Bill Clinton, they sent Bill Clinton out there. Look, the only person that could really speak on and have a conversation about immigration that did it right objectively was Obama. That's it. is Obama. Obama should have stayed away from trying to hold black men accountable and instead should have started having conversations about immigration. If, man, listen, the Democrats messed this campaign up so bad. They fumbled this campaign so bad. When you look back on it, the things that they should have empowered people to do was based off of their strong suit. They should have learned from 2016 when Obama couldn't push Hillary Clinton through and said, okay, who's strong enough to be able to have a conversation, a debate on this subject instead of sticking to talking points? We're not going to continue to push her talking points because social media is already laughing at the fact that she say everything on every interview. What we're going to do is we're going to take people that were successful in this area of their presidency and we're going to have you go out and try to debunk and sway the people to think differently about this because you were good at it. So Obama, because he was great on immigration, should have been the one on the campaign trail saying, hey, listen, guys, this is the truth about immigration. This is how we did it more successfully. This is why they are going to do it this, whatever, you know, put whatever spin on it. We all know that they mess up on immigration when it comes to Kamala Harris. But they should have took the people that was a part of a certain thing that they did right that the people can endear them to that also tied into the Republicans of what Republicans want in order to sway independents to see it a little bit differently. And so instead of him trying to talk down on us and have a conversation with us about misogyny, when he was the one that gave us the alphabet community as a legacy of his administration, he should have been talking about, Obama in particular, should have been talking about immigration. But now you got shaky hand Bill up here talking about immigration and we're going to see it up. We're going to see it through.
And he killed the bill. Why? You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. But if they all properly vetted and that doesn't happen, and America is not having enough babies to keep our populations up. Okay. So we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work. There wouldn't be a problem.
Do you realize that he's literally playing into the hands of Trump voters? That he's talking to Democrats about Lake and Riley, who Kamala Harris and Biden refused to say her name or even acknowledge her publicly, that was killed by an illegal migrant that wasn't supposed to be into this country in the first place. Under Biden's administration, when they opened up the borders, and he's basically trying to have a conversation with the people about something that Trump and the Trump administration has been talking about for the longest. Is something wrong with these guys? Barack Obama fumbled. Bill Clinton, being a base head because he's too old to even know what's really going on. And they're working for Republicans. So I either think that one or two things is happening. Either they really don't like Kamala Harris and they're trying to destroy her, or they're just clueless. And the Democrats are running this campaign like a shotgun wedding. What is wrong with this guy having a conversation? Come on, Eric D., even you got to admit that this is the dumbest thing ever. Why would they bring up, they gave him some talking points, stick to the talking points. Why would they sit here and have a conversation about immigration in Lake and Riley when she was literally killed by a migrant that wasn't supposed to be here under the Biden administration? Even Kamala Harris and Biden won't even mention her name. And Bill is on tape talking to Democrats about the very thing that Republicans are saying. Yes! The weakest thing that Democrats are on, the thing that the Democrats are weakest on, Bill is continuing to do it. Eric D., even you got to admit that's a fumble. That's a fumble. That is another fumble by a legacy president.
And he couldn't keep people all torn up and upset. Right. Kamala Harris says, I don't want you to get upset. If you don't like me, you can vote against me next time. If you do like me, you can vote for me next time. Meanwhile, what do you say we solve some problems? What do you say we get something done? What do you say we get rid of all this resentment?
So wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You want us to give you a promotion over something that you failed at. And you talking about solving a problem that you couldn't solve over the last 3.5 years, but you need a promotion to do so? She was a tie-breaking vote of the Senate more than any president in history. And you couldn't. Honestly, I don't think that they like her. I don't think that they like her. I don't think that they like Kamala Harris. You are right, Molly. How are you going to solve for a problem that you created? Borders were secure under Obama, giving them credit. Borders were secure under Trump, even though y'all didn't want to allocate him any monies to continue to secure the border, and y'all fought him at every twist and turn. Borders blew open under Biden and Harris. Are we supposed to give him a promotion for that? And this dude just sat there and talked about Lincoln Riley. Jesus Christ.